Our expectations, my brothers and sisters, are very powerful. They seemingly have the ability to help us to see or to be blind. In the first reading today, the man who went to the gate every day, the gate called Beautiful, every day he went there to beg. The expectation when Peter and John said to him, "Look at us," his expectation was the same expectation that he's had every day, that he would receive something, some alms of some sort in his begging. But God had something greater in store for him, a desire that was much greater than his expectation. Don't think that this man had intended to encounter the risen Lord. His power in his name through the apostles, but he did. But it took Peter and John to capture his attention, to actually make this connection, to set aside the normal expectation. Alms, alms, hey, look at us. Look at the way we're dressed. We have no gold, no silver for you. Look at us. Do I have your attention? Look at me. They must first cut through the expectation in order for the encounter to take place. We see in the gospel text this famous 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus. We walk, 2.5 miles per hour? Isn't that the average? 2.5 miles per hour. So maybe I should have done the math before I opened my mouth. A little over 2 hours of walking, right? They are not expecting to encounter Jesus. And their expectations blind them to his presence. I don't know. It sounds a little miraculous to me, you know. With that, their eyes were opened. It sounds something more that was keeping them from recognizing him. But they had no expectation, right? They had absolutely no expectation to encounter Jesus walking on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And yet he did. No expectation, and yet Jesus was there. They received grace, but they didn't recognize who it was from. The hearts were burning. This, as they say, call this the best Bible study that ever took place, right? Jesus explaining to them every passage of the whole Old Testament, every passage that referred to him as the Messiah, what he must endure. Their hearts were burning within them, they were receiving grace and understanding and wisdom, but they didn't even know who it was that they were receiving it from. Something of the breaking of the bread. Did Jesus use the words? I mean, he said he blessed the bread. You know, blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, the Jewish blessing of bread. But then following that, did he say, take this and eat of it. This is my body. Did he use those words and all of a sudden they're like, the person that they had been walking so close with, all of a sudden they could see him. He was there in their midst, and then he disappeared. Typical. Typical of Jesus. Don't cling to me. I have not yet ascended to my Father. Don't cling to this. It reminds us, my brothers and sisters, of how important our own expectations are. If all you expect in coming to church today is to kind of check a box off that I went to daily mass, be entertained by Father's homily, even if it goes long, go to church, receive communion, be done, head home, then you will get exactly what it is that you expect. But in this celebration of the Mass, my brothers and sisters, the same old miracle of bread and wine being radically transformed into the living body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ takes place. At every celebration of the Mass, there is opportunity to encounter the risen Lord. Often we will travel hundreds of miles to go to some secluded place in order to have an encounter and retreat and private something or whatever in order to encounter the Lord. I got to get away, I got to do this, I got to do all of these things. It's expectations that when I get there and I'm isolated and I'm quiet and I've driven 100-some miles, that Jesus will encounter me there. So I made all this effort to be there. I've done all of the work. I've done all these things. And yet he is here. Not yet. Not in the way. Yes, he's in the tabernacle. But when we celebrate the Mass today, he will come. When we break the bread, the risen Lord will be here in our midst. Do you expect to encounter him? If you don't, you probably won't. But if you stir within your heart the expectation of encountering the one who loves you in a love story beyond all telling, who has every hope and grace and mercy and desire for you. That's good news, my brothers and sisters. And you probably will encounter him here today. Same old miracle. Every time we come together for the celebration of the Mass, the breaking of the bread, same old miracle. He is faithful. We must ask ourselves the question, what is my expectation today? As I approach the altar, do I truly expect to encounter him? Amen.